All right, thank you, Dr. Irvin, for introducing me. Thank you all for attending. My name is Mingyan Xiang from K-State. Today, I'm going to talk about a part of my PhD dissertation research evaluating zoysia and tofacil mixtures in the transition zone. So we continue to deal with drought issue. There are years in Midwest we have severe drought, which resulted in the increasing cost of water. So in Kansas, their landscape managers consider use warm season grass rather than cool season grass. However, there are concerns of using warm season grass in Kansas. So the greatest concern of using warm season grass is a dormant winter color. As you can see in the picture, as meanwhile, cool season grass, such like tofacil, still have the uniform green color, which is really appealing to many homeowners and in many cases, golf course managers as well. So one approach hasn't been studied intensively is grow warm season grass along with cool season grass. So zoysia grass and fescue, they both have benefits. They're both good drought resistant. Zoysia grass has low evapotranspiration rate. On the other hand, tofacil does have a high ET rate, but has a deeper root system. Zoysia grass has a dormant winter color. However, tofacil has a good late fall and early spring color. They can mix each other very well due to the similar leaf textures. So the picture I took in late October in Kansas, when zoysia grass start losing color. So the initial work has been done as early in 1980s by Jack Morey and Kevin Morris in Maryland. They found out mixed zoysia grass and tofacil can both be successful when seed zoysia grass in both spring and fall. They published their report in the field day report. However, more detailed work needs to be done, especially in our area. 3 years ago, in Beijing, China, a similar study has been done looking at cultivar selection, nitrogen treatment, and mowing height. The study was good success. However, they used a single seeding rate of tofacil, which required follow-up seeding in next year. So this leads to my objective to evaluate the tofacil seeding timing, seeding rate, and mowing height to establish a balanced mixture for a zoysia tofacil mixture. So I did study both in Manhattan and Olathe in Kansas. The study started from June 2015. I seeded zoysia grass with Compadre at 49 kilograms per hectare in June 2015. And the tofacil I evaluated here is Corona. And you can see my maintenance practice here. For the time limit today, I'm going to only talk about the data in Manhattan, since they are both locations have the same similar results. So experimental design is a split plot in randomized complete block design with four replicates in both locations. We look at two different mowing heights for the whole plot factor. And for subplots, we focus on tofacil. So should we see the tofacil in June, the same time when we see the zoysia grass, or should they come back and see the tofacil into the established zoysia grass? We're also interested in the seeding rate of tofacil, so which range from 98 to 390 kilograms per hectare. So we took data on quality color from late fall to early spring. So that is a biweekly data. We're also taking data on tofacil incident, use a grid counting method, and digital image analysis in December when zoysia grass turns dormant. Again, due to the time limit, I will present you the data on visual color and fescue incident use the grid counting method. We analyze data use proglycmes, use the repeated measurement. And for today's presentation, I will simplify the data and only present a couple like representative data. This is a grid I use for the grid counting method, so which has 196 intersections. So whenever we come across an intersection, fescue present, we count it as a hit. So for tofacil incident, for my data collection, that is the percentage of Tofescu heat. As I mentioned earlier, we seeded the Zoysia grass in all my study area in June 2015. And half of the plot received Tofescu at the same time when I seeded Zoysia grass. For the Tofescu establishment, we found a very successful establishment. 6 weeks after seeding compulsory Zoysia grass, we got this amount of coverage. And in 2 weeks, we got full establishment of all the plot. So for the other half of the plot, I verticutted the plot and then seed the fescue into the established Zoysia grass and worked it by hand to make sure they fully established. So what did we find? In the next several slides, I'm going to show you a bar figures on the upper portion of the slide. And under each bar, there will be a representative picture for the treatment. So in this case, I rated the plot in December on visual color, which is on the y-axis, and we find out the significant Tofescu seeding timing by mowing height interaction. So overall, we found out when we seed Tofescu in September has better visual color compared to seed fescue in June. And within the June seeding, the better color occurs at higher mowing height. However, there's almost no difference among the plot seeded in September. You may also notice under the bar, when we see the fescue in June, has more irregular distribution of fescue compared to the plot seeded fescue in September. Tofescu incident also reflects the data I just talked about in the previous slide. Again, the Tofescu incident is on the y-axis, mowing height by Tofescu seeding timing is on the x-axis. So when we seed Tofescu in September, they got a better percentage of Tofescu incident compared to seed in June. And within the September seeding plot, better fescue population occurs at lower mowing height, possibly due to the better soil and seed contact. But better fescue incidence occurs at higher mowing height when we seed in June. All the pictures here are seeded at the highest seeding rate and mow it low. Tofescu seeding rate also has an impact on visual color in December when Zoysia grass turned dormant. So in general, the higher seeding rate of Tofescu has better visual color compared to we seed fescue at the lowest seeding rate. And again, all the pictures under each bar are seeded in fall and mow is low. So Tofescu incident reflects the data in the previous slide. Again, the fescue seeding rate, the highest seeding rate has a better fescue population compared to the lowest seeding rate. So these are larger scale pictures showed our plot error, and in the back left is a plot received Zoysia grass and fescue at the highest seeding rate in September. And the foreground picture is a plot received the same seeding rate, but seeded fescue in June instead of September, which has a more irregular pattern, irregular distribution of fescue compared to the September seeded plot. So now let's switch gear and look at some early spring data. So we find an impact on seeding timing on the visual color in early spring, which visual color is on the y-axis and the seeding time is on the x-axis. So overall, when we seed fescue in September, resulted in the better visual color compared to seed fescue in June, regardless of mowing height and seeding rate. So under each bar, the plot received the highest seeding rate of fescue, mow it low. The early spring data on visual color we also find a significant impact by seeding rate. So in general, the high seeding rate has better spring color of the mixture compared to seeding in low, even though there is no difference in the medium seeding rate. So this is a late March picture. Again, on the back left picture is a plot received the highest seeding rate of festival in June. And the foreground picture received the same amount of festival but seeded in the previous September instead of June. And this plot received the medium seeding rate of festival in September, which has a similar mixed stand but less green compared to the highest seeding rate in September. So summary and conclusion. So we find out when we see the fescue in September has a better visual color of in the mixed stand in late fall and early spring. And we also find out the higher population occurs when we see fescue in September. And visual color and fescue incidence increase with fescue seeding rate. So we also find out this approach can be successful in either mowing height. And more specific, when we see the fescue in fall as the lower mowing height has better success, so possibly due to the better soil and seed contact. So this approach can be later applied in both like athletic field, golf course fairway, and home lawn. So I want to give thanks to the sponsor fund our research as well as my colleague helped in this study. So this is like an ongoing study. I will continue to evaluate the sward dynamic in the coming 2 or 3 years. So now I'll take any questions you may have. Yes, sir.
How did you manage crabgrass while
your body was germinating? Well, we didn't really like measure. So the question is, how did I like measure the crabgrass when Joyce would germinate? So I didn't really measure the crabgrass, but I do suppress the crabgrass when by lowest mow during the establishment. And so almost within 2 months, we were surprised about the establishment of Joyce grass. They were success when we mow is low and yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, I guess I have kind of a similar question. Is that which a spring or June or September seeding would you expect for weed control issues to be a bigger challenge? Seeding at the same time the zoysia being off fescue or establishing zoysia and then establishing fescue in the fall?
The question is, For the wheat issue, which way will I recommend either seed in June or September? So we find out, when we seed in June, it does have less weeds at the first couple of weeks. However, in about 5 weeks or 6 weeks, they all get the same amount of coverage. So no matter whether it has more crabgrass at the first week or not. But when we seed in September, we verticutted, so they already have a full big stand. They already have a full stand of zoysia grass. Crabgrass or other broadleaf didn't germinate in September. So my answer would be there's not much difference on crabgrass when we seed in June on either the mono stand of zoysia grass or a mixed stand. But when we seed in September, there's no weeds. Weeds didn't take advantage because they already have a full established zoysia grass. Yes, sir.
Could you tell me why it is that you seeded the zoysia grass rather than seeding the tall fescue into an existing sod or zoysia grass that had been sodded? And the reason I ask is very few people probably actually seed zoysia grass along this, and they're probably
So the question is why I didn't seed the zoysia grass into the established fescue instead of do what I did here. So that is question I was asked a similar question during our field day, and another salt producer said, oh, well, no matter what, I'm going to try. So we're looking forward for that data as well. But I would think, so it's kind of like a hard for, so if we were to cut Tofacio, it's kind of hard for them to recover back if we see zoysia grass into the established fescue, because zoysia grass has like strong stolons which can, or rhizome, they can like spread well.
Well, you established the zoysia grass first?
Yes.
Okay, so why did you establish it from seed and not sod?
Well, the sod for zoysia grass, it's really, really dense. There's almost, I would not say like no way, but it would be really, really hard for fescue to grow or survive in the sod. So we just want to get a right dense of zoysia grass instead of make it like start from sod, just make other species hard, like hard to survive in that situation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.